Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf after quite a layoff of learning together is daf Mem in Meseches Psachim. It is the 362nd daf in Shas. This long weekend I spent in Camp Pasch. I have to say that aside from the highlight of being such a special place where we spent 8 summers, where my wife served the Mesiras Nefesh, holy campers of Camp Pasch, as well as that I was zocheh to learn with the special counselors and talk with them in Yanei Halacha that are complex and intricate, and coming back to it was something very meaningful to us. But also, day after day, Baruch Hashem, I met people who said that they're learning with our Chabura together over the internet. That was a tremendous chizuk for me. A year ago at this time, we started this off as an experiment, and this new zman comes closer to yeshiva. Many, many responsibilities. The Yetzirah says to me, maybe I should put this on the back burner. But meeting people, an old friend, Rabbi Chol Bashis, who's learning with us, and a message that I got from Yaakov Zilberberg and Jeremy Wernick, showing me his notebook from the halachas from the Daily Daf, reminds me that we're doing something special, Bezer Hashem, together. So we'll try to make up the dapim we missed and keep on Bezer Hashem marching through Shas together. Our daf is going to be a technical daf, an important one, that is going to discuss the halachos of the 5 grains that are mixed with water. There are times that could create chametz and times that it would not. That will really take us all the way through the Mem Amud Aleph. The Gemara will introduce a very, very important rasha of Ushmartem es hamatzos, that you need to guard the matzos, and the Gemara will present that it could very well be that the mitzvah starts from the kneading and on. That will be on the bottom of Mem Amud Aleph. Going to Mem Amud Beis, the Gemara will discuss selling to a Gentile wheat that had fallen into water. The Gemara will continue to discuss mixing vinegar with flour. Then we will have a new Mishnah that will discuss putting kemach into charoses, or into chardal, mustard. And the Mishnah will also touch on some halachos of preparing the Karban Pesach. And then the Gemara will conclude analyzing those halachos of wheat put into vinegar and to mustard. So let's Bezer Hashem begin the first Mishnah on today's daf, on the bottom of Lamed Tes Amud Beis. Ein sharin es hamorson l'tarnigolim. You're not allowed to soak the bran for chickens. This bran is the rougher part of the wheat. There are different explanations. The Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayis describes them as the thick shell of the wheat that was normally used as animal fodder. By soaking it, it causes the peels to become chametz. Aval choltin, but the halachi is that you're allowed to pour hot water over it. According to Rashi, it seems that the difference between shriya and cholta is that to be choylate is to simply pour the hot water over it as opposed to soaking it. Similarly, Yishol etishra samorsan shetolich biyada lemerchatz. In those days, they would use this bran also as a form of a cleanser. A woman should not soak it when she takes it to the bathhouse. Aval safa yi bibsara yavesh, but she could spread it on, shafa, she could spread it on her body when it is dry and have it do its process of cleansing as long as it's not being soaked, despite the fact Rashi says that there's water on the body. Continues the Mishnah, yilo yisat mchitim v'yaniach al mikasa, so you shouldn't chew the wheat and place it on the wound. It becomes chametz when it's mixed with the saliva. So these things can create chametz. The Gemara begins by quoting an appropriate brisa that relates to our Mishnah. These are things that cannot come to the fermentation of the wheat that cause leaven. Ha'afui, anything that is baked. Rashi explains that bread that's already baked, whenever you soak it in water, does not become chametz. Of course, we put down in the shir, we try to do the daf and the halacha. Aside from the halacha from the daily daf, we try also to make reference to things that jump out in halacha l'maisa. Of course, the reason why many people are makel on gebrachs, obviously it's a machlokis with two beautiful minhagim, is based on this brisa. The brisa says that once it's already cooked, it cannot become chametz again. Vahamevushal, and something that was already cooked. Awfully, again, we said it was baked. Mevushal is cooked. Vicholut, shechalotoi b'reischin. And you have, if you had already dough that had already been sitting in hot water. The Gemara now in the Hav Amina, for some reason that's not clear to me, assumes that when we say mevusho, we mean that water that was sitting in cold water, you're allowed to pour hot water on top of it. Asks the Gemara, mevusho, ademevashalei mechameh, when you pour the hot water on it, it's going to cook it and make it chametz. Amar of Papa, ha'afui shebishlo. When we say ha'afui v'amevushal, it means something that is afui, even if you're mevashal afterwards, would not become chametz. I was very relieved when I saw Rashi Dibar Maskel Ademevashile points out that the Gemara doesn't learn the Pashupshat, the mevushal being water that's hot, which was mixed with dough, which had water poured on top of it, because that's the case, Rashi says in Dibar Maskel Ademevashile at the end of Rashi, that's the case of the Cholut Shecholto. Hence, the Gemara had that strange havamina that was cold water, and hence the Gemara gave another teretz that it reread awfully vamevushal means that awfully that's going to be recooked. Vamevin yavin, this might be relevant in Hilchos Shabbos about the issue of bishul achar afil. Let's continue on. Seven lines from the bottom. Tanya, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Amar kemach shenafel l'toch delef. Wheat that fell into a leak that was dripping from a roof. Even if it drips on it the entire day, it will not come to chametz. Amar of Papa, v'hu David tif lahadi tif. The only time we say that the leak and the dripping will not cause chimutz is only if the water doesn't have time to sit on the wheat. If it's tip, 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 tif lahadi tif, it's constantly tipping or dripping, so then in such a case it will be a problem. However, it will not be a problem, excuse me. However, if it sits for a while, then that could create chimutz. The Gemara continues four lines from the bottom. Amri Devei Rabbi Shila Vatika. Vatika is a type of food that was made out of flour. Shari, it's permissible. Tanya asks the Gemara Vatika also, but didn't we learn that Vatika is also? Says Gemara, like Hasha, it's not a question. Had avdi b'mishcha u'milcha, if it's made with oil and salt. Rashi explains that oil is considered meperos, and it's not machmitz, as we've learned earlier on the top of daf lamed hey amud beis. V'ha da'avdi b'maya u'milcha, but if it's made only with water and salt, then that could create chametz. Amar Marzutra. Marzutra says two lines from the bottom. L'limchi inshi kider b'kimcha da'avishna. A person shouldn't thicken a dish with the flour of avshina, which is made of kernels that have already been heated and parched in an oven. Dilma lo basher shapir, maybe the flour would not be entirely cooked. Well, v'asli de chimutz, and will come to chimutz. Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, lo lichlit inshit shrei chiti b'hadei adadi, one should not pour hot water over two pieces of grain together, even though we had learned in our Mishnah, the first line in our Mishnah, that you're allowed to pour hot water as long as it doesn't soak together, it's permissible. However, to pour it over two of them simultaneously is not permissible. Duma azachada, lest one of them get caught in the other. V'yasvei b'tziri dechaverta, and sit in the crack of its friend. V'lo salik luhu dikula demayim arberuchsa, and it will be surrounded by water on three sides, because there will be water on the one that has stuck into the crevices on the other, and then it won't be cholut, it'll be considered shriya, which we learned in our Mishnah, is a problem, v'asi l'day chimutz, and will come to chimutz. Four lines from the top of Mem Amenav, Amar Abraye, l'dich rechinish, trei shibuli behadi adadi, the chroch is to singe, a person shouldn't singe two, or parch two pieces of wheat together, dil manafik maya mehai, lest some vapor, or for that matter, even water, comes out from one of the stalks, ubala idach, and the other one will absorb it, vasu de chimutz, and that will bring to chimutz. Rava challenged this halacha. Amalei Rava said, if that would be so, ihachi afilu chadanami, even then one should be a problem to parch. Dilma nafik mehai resha, lest the water come out of one side of the stalk, ubala idach resha, and enter into the other side. Elam Rava me peres ninhu. The water that will come out when parching the wheat is considered the water of a fruit. It's the water of the wheat. And therefore, it's not machmitz, as we learned, on the top of Lamed Hey Amud Beis. Abayu also ultimately changed his mind for a different reason. The Gemara says four lines before the wide. V'hadar bay Abaye me'ah. He and Abaye also was chozer. He retracted. Kol agav midal yahu lo mechamtzi. That we have a rule, any time that it is drawing in, or more precisely, even falling, any time the water is just simply falling, it doesn't create chametz. Damar Abaye, as Abaye had taught, haychadzva davishna. Srifi shariz kifa aser. If you're parching wheat in an oven and it is sitting inside a jug, so then it depends how the jug is sitting. If the jug is sitting right side up and therefore the water will collect on the bottom, that's zakifa, that's going standing up in its normal position, and then aser, then it's going to be prohibited because the water is going to collect and going to bring fermented chametz into the walls of the jug. However, schifa, if it is upside down, then it's permissible because it's going to roll out. So here we see this idea, to call agav midalyahu, that any time it is rolling down, lo mechamitzi, it will only be create chametz if it's sitting and collecting there. Rav Amar Afilu Zkifa Nami Shari, Rav disagreed based on what we saw above. Afilu Zkifa Nami Shari, even if it's right side up, it'll still be permissible. L'shitaso, we learned before, meperos, no, he considers the water that comes out of wheat as meperos, meperos ein machmitzim, and it doesn't produce chametz because it's fruit juice. It's Tana Rabbanan. Gemara continues at the end of the first wide line. Ein loisesin se'er mepesach. The process of loisesin is the soaking of grain. Often, when grain was prepared, particularly as in our case, we're going to discuss barley, the barley was first soaked in water, so it would be easy to remove the outer shell from the actual grain itself. Says the Braisa, Ein loisis in sarim bepesach. You shouldn't do that on Pesach because it will cause the barley inside to become chametz. Vim loisis, and if you did it, so then it depends. Nisbaku asuris, if it's reached the point that the barley actually split. Rashi explains what causes the splitting is that it expands, the barley expands because of the water that soaks inside. So then in such a case, there was so much water that was absorbed, certainly it became chametz. Linus baku, but if it didn't split, mutaris. Rabbi Yossi says, shayrin b'chametz. You're allowed to soak in vinegar, v'chametz tzamsan, because the vinegar, literally, tzomes, means it binds it. This is a word in modern Hebrew as well, tzomet, is where one street is bound to the next, the intersection of two streets. Rashi explains that Rabbi Yossi is teaching us that if you see that the barley is starting to expand, in order to prevent chimutz, press it into vinegar, and then the vinegar will cause one of two things. According to Chiddushei Aran, it causes that the barley will not expand, and therefore it won't become chametz. Maybe there won't even be enough water inside to cause it to become chametz. First, Rabbeinu David that says that even if it does expand, it will be permissible. According to the Rush, it seems that the reason why it will be permissible is it actually prevents the chimutz. Either way, the Gemara says, Amar Shmuel ein halacha k'Rabbi Yossi. The halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi, and the vinegar does not help. Amar Rav Chisda, Amar Maruk v'loinis baku mamish. Even if it hasn't entirely split, if it would split on its own when it is placed on the top of a barrel, this is described in Maseches Shabbos that the fermentation of the wine causes things on the barrel, top of the barrel, to spread apart. So here, if that would be enough for the wine below to cause it to split, so then that would be enough of a simun of chametz. Shmuel Amar Nisbaku Mamish. Shmuel says the only time it's considered chametz is if the barley actually splits. Avad Shmuel, uvda bedora devei bar chashu. Shmuel did this exact thing with barley at the place of bar chashu, and it was large enough. It already expanded that if it would sit on the top of the barrel of wine, it would have split. Nevertheless, Shmuel held it was permissible because nisbaku mamish. The only time it's going to be usher is if it entirely splits. Amar Rabba. Rabba concludes, halacha, bal nefesh lo yiltos, that a person should not soak the siorim at all. Generally, the Lashon Baal Nefesh, as the Gemara will bring out, is someone who is concerned about his Nefesh. Rashi says he's a Chassid. Other Sfarim say he's Yirei Shemayim HaChared Al Nafsho, that he's concerned. He trembles from doing an Avera. Lo yotas, he shouldn't soak at all. My area, Baal Nefesh, asks the Gemara, why do we say Baal Nefesh? Afilu Kulei Alma Nami. Everybody should be concerned because we learned Ein Loisin Yarm Pesach. Answers the Gemara Hachi Karmen. Baal Nefesh, Afilu Chitin Deshriri Lo Yiltas. A Baal Nefesh shouldn't even soak hard wheat, which is not in the category of barley. Still, he should be Machmir lest it ferment. Amalei Rav Nachman, Man Detzayis Leila Abba, Ochon Nahama De Ipusha. Whoever listens to the words literally of Abba here, Abba is referring to someone great. He's referring to Rabba. Whoever's going to listen to Rabba, the only type of bread that he's going to eat is going to be a low quality bread because he's not going to be able to soak the grain beforehand to separate the chaff from the wheat. Of course, we like to joke that nowadays that's what's called whole grain bread. And I tease my wife that in the time of Chazal, my wife's a dietitian, the times of Chazal, this was referred to as Nahama di Pusha. The Gemara in Brachos, also in the sixth parak, also has some choice words about it being Meichel Behema. But on Pesach, says Rabbah, that would be the only way one can make matzah. Da be Ravuna Lissi ube Rava bar Oven Lissisi. Rav Nachman explains, I refer to this as Nahama di Pusha, as eating bad bread, because it's not necessary, because in the yeshiva of Huna they soak it, and the yeshiva of Rava Bar Oven they also soak it. Rava Amar Asaliltos. And Rava, though, also agreed with Rabba that one should not soak. Eloha Desanya. But what about the brice that said, Ein Losin Sa'orim B'Pesach? It only said you can't soak the barley. Hudelo Hachita Shiri Lam Chari. But when it comes to wheat, it will be mashma, that would be permissible. So why was Rava Machmer across the board? Answers the Gemara, let me buy karma, let me buy chitin. Not only wheat, kivin de isbeit siria al yabei maya. Since it has cracks, water goes inside of it. Alo sa'ari de shi'ia ema shapir dami. But when it comes to barley, since it has a natural split where water could go in and out, and it doesn't collect inside, doesn't just simply have cracks, ema shapir dummy, maybe it's okay, kamash v'lan. So we were actually telling us a chiddush that even siorin is aser, but certainly Rava holds chitim are going to be aser. Gemara says that Rava changed his mind. Hadar ma Rava multer l'otas, that you're allowed to soak the wheat. The sanya, as we learned in the Braisa, yotzim epas nekia v'hadra, that one could be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah with bread that is clean. How is it clean bread? It's been soaked with its chaff removed. As well as vahadra, you could also be yotze with coarse bran as well. V'yesha nikiya b'loy l'tisa, and you can't have a clean bread without soaking it beforehand. Must be that what I said, says Rava, is incorrect. Rava had proven from the fact that we had learned in the Braisa that you could be yotze the mitzvah of matzah with pas naki, and the only way Rava assumed that you could make it naki is through soaking it. Eisvei Rav Papa LaRava, Rav Papa asked Rav, is that so? We learned in regards to Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara, Hakmachim Aslatoi Shel Nachrim, Shel Kfarim Tahirim, that if you have fine flour, the flour that comes from Nachrim, from Gentiles, if it came from the villages, then it's Tahar. V'Shel Krachim Tmeim, a guy will create Tumah. Only time it'll become Tame is if the Silas had been hukshir the kabel tumah through water. So the halacha, the French says, if it comes from the villages there, in the villages they don't soak the wheat beforehand. Their bread is rougher. It's the whole grain, if you will, bread, and therefore it's going to be tar. However, if it's from the city where there's a finer flour that's demanded, it's tame. Dikfar mai taima. What's the reason that from the villages it is not tame? La mishum de lola sasi. We see because it wasn't soaked. Nevertheless, v'kakari le'seilis, it's still called flour. So it could very well be that when we say mutter to use for matzah b'pesach, yoitzim b'pas nekia, we weren't talking about pas that was soaked beforehand. We were talking about the pras shel kfarim, not of kfarim. So it's a kasha on Rava's raya. The Gemara answers. And so the Gemara Tirgama Klimcha, we're talking about the flour, not the solas. And the difference between kemach and solas is that kemach could be a thick flour, solas is a fine flour. And when we learned yotzim b'pas nekia, that must be going on solas. And solas, the only way you could create it is through soaking. Basa d'nafik Amar,
Once Rava left the Beis Medrash, so then Rav Papa was upset with himself. He said to himself, "On my time, Elohim Malay, why did I not respond to Rava?" That you're not allowed to soak the wheat of the carbon mincha, and they call that solus. So we see again, when we learn Yotzim Mipasnakia, Lav Dafka, is it talking about solus that was soaked beforehand? Because the carbon mincha is called solus and it's not soaked beforehand. Hadamar Rava. Rava was Choser, and he said that not only is it Mutter Liltos, but Mitzvah Liltos. It's a mitzvah to soak the grain before Shnemar Shmartem Es HaMatzis. The Torah Kedosha says that it's a mitzvah to guard the matzis. If not, said Rava, that you have to soak it, Shimur Lamai, what are you going to do Shmira for? Shimur Delisha, if we're going to talk about guarding from the kneading of the dough, shim delisha lav shimuru, that can't be considered shimur. The amar Rav Huna, betzekes shel nachrim, the dough that was made by nachrim, adam malik resa behen, you could use it and eat it on Pesach, however it can't be used for matzah mitzvah. Ulovat shiochel ksatis matzah b'achrein, condition that you use matzah that was made by a Jew lishma for the final Achila. From here is mashma that the kiyum mitzvah achilas matzah is the afikomen. The matzah achreinu, of course, would be the afikomen. The Gemara is medayik b'achreinu in b'rishayna lai, that the chiyuv of Yisrael is dafka b'achreinu, but a rishayna you could use of a guy, even though it wasn't shamur. My time mishum de law of a b'shimur, even though shimur was not done. V'lavilu shimur me'afi avelech. What's the problem? Let's just take the betzeka shal nachri and do shimur from the time that the yid bakes it. Elav shmamina must be shimur meikara be'inon, that you need to do shmira already from the beginning. Some poskim understand that that means from the lisha. Of course, there's some poskim who most paskim like or try to follow today, and that is the shmira mishas ktsira, even earlier than that. So it must be even before the kneading you're doing shmira. What would there need to be shmira for? Now at this stage, Gemara assumes that it's a latisa, it's a time of soaking, that it will require shimur. Maybe the chiyuv of shmira is only from lisha. Then what's the problem of betzeka shel nachri? And you don't need shmira beforehand, and therefore there's no requirement to soak beforehand as well, and there's no mitzvah to soak beforehand and watch it. But dil mashani hasam, thereby betzeka shel nachri, it's worse. The beidina d'achis l'shimur, at the time that you were supposed to watch it, by the time of kneading, lo avel l'shimur. Aval hecha de beidina d'achis l'shimur avel l'shimur, hachinamri d'shimur lisha havishimur. If you guarded from the time of lisha and on, whether you did liltus or not, that would be considered shmartim es hamatzos, and therefore you have no raya from the pasuk shmartim es hamatzos that we see that you're supposed to soak it beforehand. Vafilu hachi lo hadar bei Rava. Even though this doesn't seem to be a very strong raya, Rava was nachaz da'amelu lahan de mahapchi kipi, because he said to those who would tie together and turn over the bundles of wheat that would be used for matzah, when you turn them over, hefichu l'shem matzah mitzvah. Bimechaving l'shem matzah mitzvah. Alma kasav shim meikarim tchilas v'atzoif v'beinon. And we see from here that you need shmira from the beginning and the end. So Rava was not chayzer from the requirement of shmira mishas ktsira, even before Elisha, despite the fact that we cannot bring a raya that there is a mitzvah to soak, and one is allowed to soak the grain before finding it. And that remains an open question. Marbrei Duravina, bottom line of Mem Amin Alf, going to Amud Beis, Minka Tele Ime Be'arve. His mother used to take full utensils and grain and guard them already from the beginning of the Ktsira, according to Rashi. Be'ezer Hashem, I hope we will do halacha from the daily daf, and we will discuss the halacha of Shmira Mishas Ktsira and Shmira Mishas Tchina. The Gemara continues on top line, Mem Amin Beis, Ahu Arva. There was a vote. Dechiti, that was full of wheat, the tava bechishta, that sunk in the river of chishta. Shari Rava zvuni lenachri, and Rava permitted that wheat be sold to Gentiles. Now, even though the Gemara has no problem with selling this wheat that has now become chametz because it was sitting on the bottom of river for a long time, nevertheless there should be another chashash. Asks Rabba Barli Vai. Espe Rabba Barli Vaila Rava. What about the following halacha that we learn? In Avoy de Zaran, Samachain Nidan, Samachal of Beged Ibeid Bo Klaim. If you have a Beged that was made of Klaim, which is an Isur Daraisa to wear, and it's not obvious, and that's going to be critical in a moment, that it was made of Klaim, there is no Isur of Hana'ah from this Klaim. There is only an Isur of Levisha. Nevertheless, Hareza Loyim Karenu. This Beged that has Klaim interwoven inside of it, I saw that some punctuate She'avad Bo Klaim. Either way, one is not allowed to sell it. Hareza Loyim Karenu Lenachri. V'lo Yaseh Bo Mardas Lechamor. And you can't turn it into a saddle. Mishnah in Klaim in Perek Tes says that Mardas HaChamor does not have an Isser of Klaim. Nevertheless, it's also because we're afraid, Rashi explains, that you might end up selling it to a Jew, and because it wasn't clear that it had Klaim, he might end up using it for a Beged. It could be used for Tachrich and for a Meis Nachri, because we're not afraid it'll be resold if it's used as a burial shroud. My time low. What's the reason that's us? Lam shum dahadim hazman liYisrael. We're afraid it's going to be sold to a Yisrael. So too over here, when it comes to wheat, we should have the same shash. Hada Marava, Rava said, you're right. We got to refine this heter. Lizvinu kaba kaba liYisrael. Sell a little bit, one kav and one kav separately to independent Jews, and then it won't be left over by Pesach time. Keicha dekalya kamei Pescha. That the odds are it'll be eaten up before Pesach. The Gemara now comes back to thickening a dish with flour on Pesach. Tan Rabban, ein moilin es hakedera b'Pesach. Here, the word moil means to thicken the dish on Pesach. V'roitzei she'imnon nosin es hakemach. But if you want to do that, first put in the flour. V'acha kach nosin es hachometz, and then put in vinegar. Again, here we see vinegar being used as an anti-chimutz, an anti-chimutz agent. Some say, even if you do it in the inverted order, even if you put the vinegar in first, would also be permissible. Who is this Yeshamram? This followed the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda in Hilchos Shabbos. This non, it's a Mishnah Membeis, an important Mishnah in Hilchos Bishul. Hilchos Vagdera Shavir Meiraischin. If you have a pot that has been taken off of a fire, Rashi explains, L'yitin L'seichin Tavlin, you're not allowed to put spices inside of it, because it's a Kli Rishon, Rashi explains, that's going to be Mevashel. But you can put it into another pot, because then it's a Kli Sheni, and we're not worried about the Kli Sheni being Mevashel. Rabbi Yehuda has an interesting shita there in the mission. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, L'chol Unoisin, he could put all types of spices into a Kli Sheni, Chutz Midavar Sheish B'chametz V'tzir. However, if it has vinegar inside, so then in such a case, the vinegar causes even a Kli Sheni to be Mevashel as well. According to this Havana of Rabbi Yehuda, the vinegar causes the food to cook quickly, and since it causes it to cook quickly, this will explain why the vinegar is something that prevents the chimutz. It causes it to cook and not to ferment. Says the Gemara, there's another explanation of why one would be allowed to put in the chometz before the kemach, and then not be concerned about chametz. V'nukmak Rabbi Yosi, there's also a sheet of Rabbi Yosi, and we could explain according to Rabbi Yosi. The sanya, as we learned in Brais, Rabbi Yosi, I'm assuring b'chametz v'chametz tzaimson. This is the sheet that we had three lines in on Mem Amud Aleph, on today's daf. The Rabbi Yosi says that the chametz is a binder. We gave two explanations then, what exactly the chametz does. But the bottom line is that the chametz prevents some type of chimutz. Says the Gemara, Kiyash Milay, the Rabbi Yosi, maybe when the Rabbi Yosi say it prevents chimutz, Hanimili di'isei be'enei. That's only when the vinegar is the dominant property. If it's the dominant ingredient, then in such a case it will prevent chimutz. Aval idei taruv is lo. But if it's already amongst other things in a pot, in a mixture of a havshil, a dish, a soup, and so on, so then in such a case it cannot prevent chimutz. Ula amar, echad zeh v'echad zeh asur. Ula says that whatever the order is, whether you put in the vinegar or the flour beforehand, it's going to be asur. Mishum, lech lech aminan nizira schar schar l'karma. This is an expression that's Chazal's way of describing, let's prevent any temptation of an isur in the first place. We tell to a nazir, go far, far away from a vineyard, lest you come to eat it. So too over here, that even if the chometz, the vinegar, is the primary ingredient, and that normally serves as preventing from fermentation of chametz. Nevertheless, we're afraid that people will end up being matir where the vinegar is not in a potent state, like in the case of a taruvas, and therefore we say, leich leich, amrin nazira, stay away. That's why ula prohibited in both cases.
Rav Papa Yishar Leila Reduke Devei Reish Galusa, he allowed the big bakers for the Reish Galusa, l'mimcha kedera b'chasisi, to add to the dishes, to make them thicker, parched wheat,
since it was already baked, and one come liday chimutz. Amar Rava, ika deshari kahai milsa beduchta deshchichi avdi.
Ava says, would you allow such a thing in a place where there are many avadim who will not know where to draw the line?
And the avadim are likely to be mezalzel bidvar iser.
Some have a very, very different tradition from Rava. Ikadami, Rava Gufa, Rav himself, machala kidra bichasisi, he used this parched wheat once it was already cooked or baked, as we learned in our opening Mishnah in the Daf, in the bottom of Lametesim Abayz, then it won't come lidei chimutz.
Ezer Hashem, we will stop our Daf over here, and we will go, I hope we will find, Baruch Hashem, things are getting busy towards the end of the summer's man. This is actually my last day recording in the Catskills. Baruch Hashem, my children are clamoring for good things, different things. But I hope that after we post this daf, we'll also be able to do the halacha from the daily daf as well.